Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You're talking about Santa Claus. You ever wonder what those mall Santa Clauses do after work? It turns out the answer may be partying with the ladies.
Oh, wow.
There's an article out right now, and it is in the New York Post, and it talks about a lot of women who are attracted to the mall Santas.
Oh, my. So yeah. How does that even work? The kids are like, me next. And she's like, no, you're not.
It kind of does work like that.
Goodness.
I got some stories to tell you.
Well, is it appropriate?
Yeah, because he's going to town.
I wouldn't bring up anything that wasn't appropriate.
Really?
I can't believe you would even think that.
Go ahead.
There's one creator, 25-year-old woman named Cassidy, who says it's always some guy, older guy with a nice beard, and he wants to give you gifts. What could be better than that?
Oh, wow.
She's talking about the Santas.
Mm-hmm.
She said she first fell for Kris Kringle while watching Tim Allen in the Santa Claus movies as a child. And she said, I love dad bods. They're the next level. I don't care if they have abs. Go ahead and give me a little pudge. So she's basically likes them all, Santa.
She's the type who's going to get in the van if it says free puppies. 100%. She's going to fall for it.
They say some people like these Santas because they find Santa to be a character who is very exciting to think about being with because he's someone who tells you if you've been good or bad and he doles out reward and punishment. So people who are into that kind of thing.
You also don't have to deal with them for like 11 months out of the year.
That's a good point, too, right? There are Santa babies is what they call themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of them admit they do have daddy issues, but they enjoy paying homage to their favorite man during this time of the year.
Is that something on a French menu?
No, silly, it's hummus.
Oh, okay. Homage and eggs.
Roasted red pepper hummus.
She says, for some reason, the older I get, the older man I want. It sounds insane, but the gray hair, the pudge, and the in-charge attitude is irresistible.
Of the elves?
Yeah. Like, come on. How much power does he really have?
I mean, pretty light. He gets to decide who gets things and who doesn't, who's naughty and who's nice. He commands the reindeer around. He commands the elves.
How are you wasting your time now online finding something like this?
I thought I was looking for stuff for the show.
Okay.
It was kind of interesting. She's not the only one who likes Santa Claus. Melissa Rosen, a business consultant and CEO, discovered her own attraction to Kris Kringle when she was only 16. She saw an off-duty Santa taking a break in a mall alley, and he was having a beer.
Okay.
And she thought it looked cool.
Mm. Oh,
So she was, I guess, turned on by his rebellion.
Now, I will say Target's commercial for Santa Claus keeps popping up online.
Okay.
In that red Bronco.
Uh-huh.
He's good looking.
Oh, is he?
Like, that's not your typical Santa.
A hunky Santa?
He kind of is. He's a little beefy.
Another woman named Tori said.
Yeah, it's like, don't have a bowl full of, what's that, his belly?
Yeah, he's just got steel.
Bowl full of jelly. Yeah, it's bowl full of abs is what he's got.
Well, they say it's like Santa being off duty, and this woman said she had a fascination with what did Santa do in his off hours, and that started the crush for her. I will say that there is a guy named the Fashion Santa. He's mm-hmm. known for his pictures. And, Cato, I'm going to give you this article so people
I'm
can see.
I'm not posting this.
Well, this you got to see this guy. He looks pretty good.
No.
What's
That's
wrong
Santa
with that?
Santa Claus. That's Santa. You're not supposed to look at Santa that way.
Oh, wow. You've got issues with this.
Do
I?
Santa
I think
feels.
The women have issues with this, not me. They have something mentally wrong with them. Mm. It's Santa. You can't... He's got Mrs. Claus.
Yes, he does.
Well,
this is just the mall Santas, though. This is
exactly
he's representing Santa.
Melissa said she prefers a younger version of Santa. Has the beard, big palms, and burly, but not too much belly. And she would always go every Christmas with friends to sit on Santa's lap. When Santa asked me what I wanted for Christmas, I whispered in his ear and said, "You."
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Wow. That's creepy.
I don't know. I said, what's interesting is there's people commenting on this, and one guy said he was a mall Santa for 6 years, and this is absolutely true.
I would just like to show the class Target Santa.
Okay.
That is not your typical Kris Kringle. Kringle?
Kringle?
That looks like, what's his name from Stranger Things? Hopper.
How dare you? Hopper does not look like this.
I mean, you know, he ain't all that. I'm like...
Well, they say
he's better looking than the real Santa.
Santa represents a lot of things that men and women want in relationships, like generosity. And this lady says she actually looks to date men who look like Saint Nick. Also, there's the father figure aspect and the judging people on whether they've been naughty or nice.
Well, I just had no idea Tori has seen the real Santa before because she compared that with like, he doesn't look like the real Santa. I'm like, how'd you see the real Santa?
Well, I tried to get him every year on camera, but I never could. But I've seen pictures.
Yeah,
they don't look the same.
He turns invisible. So you kids are going to go through the security camera this year to try to see Santa Claus. He turns invisible if you didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda's a New Jersey hairstylist, 35 years old. She says she became drawn to Mr. Claus when she was 12. And she acknowledged that some people might find her attraction weird, but she's mostly attracted to the way Santa captures the spirit of Christmas. So that's not so bad. She says it makes it more festive and almost spiritual. That's where the attraction really comes in. Also, having that big fat man take care of you, I just don't know how else to say it.
12 is so young for something like that.
Well, yeah, but she's 35 now.
She's had issues her whole life. Yeah.
I think there's been more awkward pauses with this conversation than anyone we've ever had.
What's funny is I don't understand the outrage or the freaking out here. Some women like the mall Santas. They think it's attractive. And what's wrong with that?
I mean, it makes sense. Dad bods are in. There's like a lot of women who love dad bods.
Exactly. So. And he's nice. He's jolly. Ho, ho, ho.
I like the mall samplers. The lady holding out that tray.
Yeah, I'll talk about this.
Yeah. She turns us on.
Wow. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have the most germiest places while you're out shopping during this Christmas season. It's beginning to look a lot like cooties.
According to the last break, Santa's lap.
Wow, you're still upset about that.
Yeah.
I mean, those women just enjoy a little Santa Claus.
Kids didn't need to hear it.
So you have 12 cooties of Christmas song out there, and you got, you know, three coughers coughing, two kids a-sneezing, and... I don't know what else. But these are the germiest places while you're out shopping during the holiday season. So they say the bathroom sink. It's the dirtiest place in the bathroom because, you know, after you're done doing your business, you go over there, you turn on the sink. Now, I like the fancy sinks. They say they are not as germy, obviously, that have the sensors where they automatically turn the water on for you and the soap dispenser automatically gives you the soap. But if it's got a handle to it anywhere, they say be careful. It's a very germy place.
And they say the blowers that are also automatic, some of the germiest thing that you can touch.
I remember Ellen did a stand-up, and she said, you know, everything's automatic. The toilet flushes by itself. The soap comes out, the water, the hair, the dryer. Then you go and you grab that nasty handle open the door.
I'm always, well, first of all, you hope the other people have washed their hands first.
I
grab a paper towel and open it. And if there's no paper towels, I'll get toilet paper.
Okay, I'll use my shirt tail sometimes.
Ooh, there's a germy place.
I know. It's like your mama's apron after she's done cooking dinner. Okay, but 1 in 4, they say, contain unsafe amounts of bacteria in the soap dispensers and stuff. Another germy place is the tables in the food court. If you see like an employee wiping it down, there's no way that they have that clean towel there. It's already been wiped down 4 or 5, maybe 16 other different places before they've wiped off that table you just sit down at.
You know, I very seldom go to the mall, but over the years, I can't think of the last time I've sat in that food court or even used the restroom at the mall.
Okay, well, we do.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't think there's enough germs left behind most of the time for it to bother you. Otherwise, we'd all be dead.
Uh-huh.
And I do think wiping down, if they're using some kind of a germicide spray, something that actually kills germs, that's a plus.
Okay, escalator handrails and elevators. They got cooties on them, so... You know, when you touch one of those and then you're touching your face or something, you just think someone that had the flu just touched that rail.
I try very hard to, like, not touch anything, basically.
I definitely try to avoid the handrail on the escalator.
One research group, they tested escalator handrails, found E. coli, urine, mucus, and also blood.
What?
Yes.
So basically people are not washing their hands.
Sounds like they're dying on the escalator.
What are they doing on the escalator?
I know.
Just sitting on that handle?
If you have to get money, like sitting? One of those ATM, or you know you're sliding down the escalator.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like you do on the stairs, yeah. As the ATM keypads, if you have to get some cash while you are at the mall.
I tend to use my knuckle for a lot of things.
And they say that's the thing to do. But they contain the average of about 1,200 germs. And the dirtiest key on the ATM, ATM is the enter button, because that's the one everybody's touching.
Oh, yeah.
So another thing, how about the toy stores? You don't think about that, but the thousands of kids be touching thousands of toys, the Lego stores. You know, you can make your own little Lego guy there.
And I absolutely do think about that, because you walk in and almost immediately you hear some kid go, achoo, right in their hand. They're like, oh, Legos. No, not that Lego. And they put it back, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that goes for, like, if you go to an Apple store somewhere where they got the phones laid out for you to look at.
That's the other thing they said. Gadgets or electronic stores, you touch those items, they got all kinds of cooties on them.
I hate living like this. It drives me insane that I think about it so much.
It drives me insane hearing y'all talk about it.
Okay, and then fitting rooms. Rooms aren't usually the problem, they say, but the clothing is when people are trying on that clothing, got the skin cells and sweat accumulated on the fabric at that point, and you go try it on right after them. It's like, this shirt's a little wet. But those things, they say, help grow bacteria.
I think you can pretty much drive yourself into a fit of, I don't know, mania over this, but
I think so too.
I don't think it's as big a deal as they say. No. What I like to do is go into the changing room and then yell, there's no toilet paper in here.
Oh, always fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see them.
All right, germiest places that you can shop during the holiday season is makeup samples. That's another thing you don't think about, but 67% of the makeup testers are contaminated with bacteria, including staph, strep, and E. coli, they say.
Because I have been to Ulta, and I will, you know, talk to the women about what color is this, trying to, like, match shades. Uh-huh. And I have had so many of them say, you would be amazed at the amount of people who get the little applicator straight from the concealer or whatever you're and put it straight onto their skin.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to do, they have little sample things. It's individual. You throw it away, and you dab it, and then put it on your skin. But they were like, you would be amazed at the amount of people who do not do that.
Yeah.
That scares me because with the cologne counter, I'll take it and spray it on me, and I shouldn't do that.
I think the cologne spray is okay.
That's how y'all sound, by the way.
Yeah. That's not the same. That's not even close to the
how
same.
You sound.
I was at the grocery store. It's a little different thing, though. But it was an old lady. She was in there, and she was opening up the blueberries, taking her fingers, and eaten the blueberry to see if it was good. Opened up about three of them before she got the blueberries that she liked.
And you know that she, when she puts it in her mouth, she does the fingers in her lips. Uh-huh. It's not like a sanitary.
And licking those fingers and putting it back in the blueberries that you didn't, you know, that you bought next.
I always put sanitizer on my blueberries when I get home.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Every year around Halloween, you see these videos from the porch cameras, and it shows someone who's left their candy out and asked people to please only take two.
Right.
And some hooligan comes up and empties the bowl into their bag, and it's so frustrating. You're like, people just stink.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out there is a group of people who aren't like that, people that play by the rules. In California, police were called because someone had left a cardboard box with a bunch of jars in it, and it said, Merry Christmas, free weed, organic and cage-free. And there are literally dozens of bottles with marijuana inside them.
Oh, my goodness.
And the amazing thing to me is that no one came and took them all. Apparently, they were operating on the honor system.
Well, you know they were like, this is a trap.
Yeah, there's a camera on this. Yeah. There's police just waiting to get me.
Well, you could always claim you didn't know what kind of weeds it was.
It's legal there.
Is it in California?
I believe it is, yeah.
No. I don't know my research on that.
I don't know either, but they say the display was set up next to a sign advertising a high school's Christmas tree sale.
That's a different kind of tree.
Different weed right there. There were 29 jars of marijuana next to the sign. A resident notified the police about the display, and it was, according to the officers, disposed of responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
That's much like that cash they get from dealers that's disposed of or put into evidence, quote.
Mm-hmm. That's not chestnuts roasting on an open fire right there.
I mean, what amazes me is of all the people that you would think, the people taking the weed didn't come and take them all at once. They were taking them one at a time.
Well, because, you know, that stuff, you don't know where it's been.
Well, they took one, so they weren't afraid to use it.
Well, they were just sampling. Maybe they were going to come back once they realized it wasn't laced with anything.
Or maybe they're just honest.
More honest than the kids, apparently.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I find amusing about this, is the people that were coming and taking free weed were more honest than the people getting free candy.
Well, maybe they know that costs more than candy. So they were like, we don't want to, you know, a couple candy bars is not going to run the house that much. But if you take a whole box of...
But this taking the candy, what's so bad about taking the candy is it screws everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because the next person comes up, there's nothing there. In this case, they were polite.
Well, there's about 40 or 50 cans out there in this picture of
weed. That's 29.
Oh, 29.
Yeah, they found 29.
Whoever took that one can, they're going to find the candy and take it all.
Oh, they'll be having the bunches afterwards.
Yeah. They'll take all the candy.
These jars, Cato, I'm no expert, but I know you are.
It looked good.
It looks like a lot.
Wait. Yeah. Is it canned? It looks like your granny canned some jelly or something in a mason jar. There's like 29 jars here. And it looks like that she was doing some canning.
They got it sitting in some vinegar so it stays good.
But that's what it looks like. It looks like you'd be at the farmer's market like, well, you know what flavor of weed is that? Is that raspberry? What is it? I'm like,
Pineapple Express.
But do they, like, is that how they keep it fresh? Like, they seal
Why are you looking at me? I have no idea.
Let's ask Cato.
I don't know.
No, you know people, though.
I do know people.
I guess I was.
It keeps it from smelling up your car, putting it into a jar.
So that way, whenever someone gets pulled over, they don't go, I smell weed in here.
I thought they put it in Ziploc bags and stuff.
Yeah, Ziploc bags, you can still smell.
That's what happens on Cops. It's always in
Ziplocs. That's what I see on TV. Yeah.
Well, that's
shows.
What you usually buy it in.
According to people you know?
According to people I know. Okay. Because they have to weigh it out, and Ziploc bags pretty much weigh nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you put that mason jar and weigh that, it's like, oh, they cheated us.
Yeah. I mean, it's what I've seen like on Pineapple Express, the movie. That's where I'm getting all this.
Okay, well, I didn't watch that. So I will say this is unrelated, but I noticed when I came in the station this morning, our stairway smelled like a dead skunk.
I wanted to walk around going, who has it?
I mean, something strong was in our stairway.
It took me about 30 minutes to get up steps.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We were talking about some of the most stressful parts of the holiday season is parking, trying to find a parking space. That was the number one thing Also, any kind of parking issues you might have. Long lines came in second, and then dealing with huge crowds came in third as far as the three stresses of Christmas. We got a new song for you. Guys, a very interesting thing, they say that during the holiday season, police usually get a couple calls a week to break up fights that start over parking spaces.
Really? I could see that.
Yeah.
People get frustrated. You got people who are self-centered and oblivious, and they'll sit there and steal a parking spot from someone who sat there with their blinker on waiting for it, and then they're like, I got it first. Too bad.
Yeah, I've thought about throwing down in the Costco on Woodruff parking lot a few times.
There you go.
Don't ever do that. The best thing to do is let them park and go inside and then key their car.
No, that's too extreme. But there was a woman that was in the article talking about her, a 9-year-old, peed on the car next to him because they cut him off, and she was complaining about it before she could do anything about it. He was peeing on their tire.
Oh, good.
That's a way to handle it right there.
Now, Tom, the keying part, I think that's damaging the car, but what was that thing you used to? You can get a little tool.
Oh, yeah, you can unscrew the valve stem from their tire, and it doesn't damage the car, but it lets the air out of their tire.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not suggesting these. I think some are illegal.
Well, you're going to be on the naughty list.
But I'm just saying, I heard people that do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's parking lot rage is what that's called. If you get so, upset about it, you do something about it.
You know, I really think the person pulling out of the spot should focus on who's there to get the spot. Like, and back up that way where they're blocking that person so the other person can pull in.
Is that not the worst when you're sitting there and then they back up in the way that blocks you and lets the other car? I'm like, that was intentional.
Yes.
I can feel it in my bones. Mm-hmm.
My experience is it's not intentional. Those people are barely able to get their car out of the parking spot. They can't drive.
Well, the parking lot rage, it is a thing out there. So it's one thing, like, to try to find a parking space. Also, people say they lose their car during the Christmas season.
That seems harder to do now.
Well, it is.
You just go around clicking your thing.
I got a friend, though. Their fob doesn't work. You know what they do? They take a picture of where they parked so they can remember where they parked.
Wow. Really? Just get a new battery.
Oh, I've definitely dropped a pin before so that I can GPS my way back to my car.
Absolutely.
I mean, where are you parking? Are they millions of spaces? Because usually you're outside Macy's or outside JCPenney or outside Dillard's.
Outside Walmart.
But, I mean, usually you just ride
out. You got a lot going on. You're doing Christmas shopping. You just walk out.
See,
you forget.
You don't even need to be driving.
I agree. I mean, that's just not any big enough parking lots for that around here.
No, but if you're parking downtown, I might forget the side street that I park on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see downtown.
All right. You've been here how many years now? You got to get used to it.
Honey, I grew up in Savannah, and I'm still like, what road am I on?
Well, one of the Christmas traditions we have here on the Hawk and Tom Show is to play Here Comes Thelma Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she talks about parking spots in her Christmas song here.
Here comes Thelma Claus, here comes Thelma Claus, right down Walmart Lane. Price is falling, children are squalling, everybody's going insane. I pull into shop and to the parking lot. I drive around for about an hour cause I couldn't find a parking spot. Ho! Here comes Thelma Claus, here comes Thelma Claus, right down Walmart Lane. I don't have to hang my Christmas lights cause they've been up since spring. Carolers singing joyful songs, some I have never heard. I'm making up this part right now, cause I forgot the words. Oh! Here comes Thelma Claus, here comes Thelma Claus, right down Walmart Lane. Ain't gonna buy gifts for my relatives, cause the ones I got last year were lame. My husband, Harold, better buy me a gift, something I can really use. Last year, he bought me an exercise bike, cause it's weight he said I needed to lose. Ho! Here comes Thelma Claus, here comes Thelma Claus.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to go ahead and try to save a lot of people trouble right now.
Do it.
Don't wait until the last minute to do your Christmas shopping.
I got most of mine done.
The stuff that you're wanting for Christmas will sell out, and all of a sudden you're going to be scrambled around for things your kids want and aren't available anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I found out something that's interesting about the people who are doing some of their shopping early. Almost 8 out of 10 or 80% of people say they're going to do some shopping on this website this year.
OnlyFans.
That would be interesting, but no.
Amazon.
Not Amazon. That's like 99.9%. Oh. Yeah. Oh. This is Craigslist.
Oh, I was going to say eBay.
That's close. Yeah. That's close.
Yeah. I get some of my presents from eBay.
Of course you do.
Yeah. And how about Goodwill?
It doesn't say that here. It says Craigslist. Almost 80% of Americans said they're looking to save money this holiday season, and they're going to be looking for pre-enjoyed gifts.
Pre-enjoyed gifts.
Yeah.
That's what you call them?
And that's from re-commerce sites like Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. So they're looking for used gifts.
Okay. Some gifts you can probably reuse, or what do you call it?
Pre-enjoyed.
Pre-enjoyed gifts.
I like that.
Thank you.
Pre-enjoyed.
I just made it up.
It's a good little twist.
Right.
I mean, it's a pre-enjoyed gift for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then it makes it useful and practical.
And it's already good at being enjoyed because it's been enjoyed before.
Broken in.
Kind of like recycling is what you're doing. A lot of people are all about recycling to save the planet.
But if it's like a crossword puzzle book.
Well, that ain't good.
That's been filled in.
That's not a good pre-enjoyed gift. No. They say that 3 out of 4 Americans say that giving pre-owned gifts has become socially acceptable, and almost 90% say they're likely to buy a used gift or at least price checked and see what it would cost if they saved a little money. One thing it helps is anytime you buy on Amazon anymore, seems like they've got an open box or a returned version of that item for less.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And so you're like, well, do I take the gamble? Because sometimes the people do something horrible, like replace it with junk and send it back, and they don't find out about it until you get it.
Or you see the refurbished a lot.
Right. And what is furbishing anyway?
What is that? I don't know what it is.
I mean, when was it furbished, and what happened when they refurbished it? Because that's had to do with Furbies?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We got a furbished sale going on. I'm like, what is that?
I know, right? Also, Poshmark is a popular site. For those of you who have an X and a Y chromosome, what that means, or is it the other way around? Anyway, if you're a man.
What is that?
Exactly. It is a high-end clothing reseller site.
Okay.
And so, like, if you're selling clothes on Poshmark, they have to be wrapped almost like they were new. Mm. They have to have the original authenticity certificates.
Keep the tag on it.
It's like real high, but you pay a lot, too.
I bet.
You just pay less. Than when it was new.
I'm scared to buy on some of those websites that I don't know, like Mercari. That's one you see. You see Etsy a lot.
Etsy is a whole different thing.
Yeah, Etsy
is they create that stuff themselves.
Yep. Right.
It's handmade items.
But I'm still afraid because, like, what if I don't get my item? I bought something on Etsy the other day.
Yeah.
I haven't received it yet. I mean, that was about 3 months ago.
It depends on where it's coming from. Sometimes they come from Russia, and it is that long.
And they've got really good stuff on there. My wedding bands came from Etsy. You can find some really good stuff on there.
Oh, those real metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
The little ones, yeah.
Let me lick it and see.
Come here.
With Etsy, you have a thing just like eBay where it rates the person and whether they sell fair or not.
I guess, and I guess that's good.
Because it is
I'm just
good.
Afraid you get ripped off and then you try to get your money back. It's like trying to get out of an app.
You're using PayPal, so you've got that protection too.
Okay, but sometimes you try to get out of an app and there's no one to contact or call. And it takes you forever to get out, try to
unsubscribe. When you say an app, you mean a subscription?
Yeah, unsubscribe.
Well,
you got to go to your settings and stuff.
You need to get another app for that.
Yeah.
I've got something that used to be called something, and now it's Truebill, or maybe it used to be Truebill.
So an app to get out of other apps.
It used to be Truebill, now it's Rocket Money, and they'll unsubscribe you from subscriptions you don't want to be on.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about emails that you hit unsubscribe.
And it doesn't do that.
I signed up for one to order something, and I still get emails like several times a day, and there's no unsubscribe. Yeah, and I'm about ready to throw it in the spam box.
You know what I'm waiting on? Do we have a Jockey Lot website yet? Or,
no.
I mean, now that's something you like to see.
No, that's something you got to see in person.
Yep.
Craigslist, I don't want to order off Craigslist. I'm too scared. I've seen the movie, The Craigslist Killer.
That's a different
movie.
I'm going
to that site for sure.
I'm not going to take my chances.
Yeah, that's a movie, just to let you know.
It was real.
We do Facebook Marketplace all the time with exceptional experience. So far, no one in our family has been killed.
Yeah, but the scammers on there are horrible.
Yeah, and the fact meeting up with people like on Marketplace, I'm not going to meet up with anyone.
See, I always do it safely at my own home.
Well, I don't want anybody to know where I live. And, you know, I had a bunch of Halloween costumes. I gave them to a friend. I said, if you sell these, I give you half the money. And I haven't sold a one.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with this?
I'm just saying. He's like, why don't you just sell them yourself? I said, because I don't want to deal with anybody. Okay. If you deal with the people, I'll give you half the money.
All right. So for all the rest of you out there who are not quite as worried about all of that, it does. There are people who succeed in this.
Yeah Christmas shopping on Craigslist. Merry Craigslist.
Merry Craigsmas.
There's a Christmas song somewhere in there.
The 12 Days of Craigslist.
That would be actually kind of cool.
She started selling stuff online on Facebook Marketplace, and I found this out from a guy at my front door. I don't even really know what it is. I think it's just putting your home address on the open internet. She doesn't sell used cars. There's not like a big money coming in. She sells stuff that should be thrown away. She sold an old kid's folding chair for $5. Best case scenario, we receive $5. Worst case, our whole family is murdered. But if the stars align and it goes as great as she could hope it to go, we receive $5.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Got the most common things that mess up our Christmas. And we mentioned this the other day, but forgetting to buy batteries that the kids need to play with their new toys.
And that's something that you should do beforehand. We always check and make sure. My dad keeps a drawer full of batteries, and it's very rare that we don't have what we need.
I saw a meme. It was like 3 AA batteries wrapped up in a little plastic thing. It said, gift not included. I'm like, I like that.
All right, forgetting to RSVP to parties. That is messes up your holidays, I guess.
It's never bothered me before.
Well, you don't do that, do you?
I mean, me not RSVPing has never caused me any problem.
It's okay. I don't have to go now?
Well, it's a problem for the person who has the party.
Exactly, and it's frustrating. It makes me not want to invite other people the next time, because when you're having something catered, you need to know if you're coming. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, if you do not RSVP, I will not include you, and if you show up, you do not get to eat.
Oh, man.
Yep. Or the people who RSVP yes and then don't show up.
No. Yes. Well, they're just doing that so the people who do show up that didn't RSVP will have something.
I send them a bill for their portion. Because it's about $15 a person to have something catered.
I would just pay to see Kato's party. Oh, what? You didn't RSVP? No food for you.
Put that chicken nugget down.
And this other person didn't come, so I have extra food, but you can't have it.
It's a fun party.
And speaking of that, family arguments, that actually ruins Christmas sometimes.
You never have them.
Well, you got some siblings, and we're talking about younger, too, like your kids getting in a fight or something.
No, that's not a problem. That big problem is whenever your uncle and somebody else are going at it. But to be honest, that also depends on your point of view. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's great fun to watch. It's just the people who are deeply involved that are hating it.
Most common things that mess up are Christmas, burning Christmas dinner, or ruining some kind of side dish for your Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Or that person that's supposed to bring a particular dish that doesn't show up.
Okay. Kato does not invite that person back next year.
No, next time they're going to bring a bag of ice. We don't need it.
Okay, most common things mess up your Christmas. They say buying a wrong size of clothes. It doesn't fit the person. They open it up, and it's like, oh, man, it didn't fit you.
Get your seat.
How would you know? The person should just be like, oh, thank you so much, and then go swap it later.
But it could be for the kids or anything. You know, you buy them a Christmas shirt or whatever. Now you got to realize, I got to go all the way back to the store. Got to find the right, thing.
No, that's their problem at that point. That's their gift.
Yeah, and that's if you're polite, you're not going to say anything.
It's your kids, though.
But wouldn't you ask their parents what size do they wear?
It could be the parents buying the wrong size sometimes, or it doesn't fit correctly.
For their kids? I could see it not fitting.
Yeah.
Well,
but, I mean, parents know their kids' sizes.
Look, if your parents buy you the wrong clothes...
No, listen.
The parents, they don't need kids.
I've done that before.
Kato will be there to enforce it.
And then another common thing that messes up the Christmas for you is kids open up their, whatever it is. It might be, let's say a train set. And it takes the dad 5 hours to set it up.
Oh.
And you're like, so there are kids sitting there waiting on the side. Like, is it done yet, Daddy? Is it? So all those things that you got to wait for. I'm like, they've waited for Christmas all this time. Now you got to wait another 5 hours to assemble this toy.
Yeah, that's when you get the other distraction gifts. You have other things they can play with while you're putting that
together. They usually have enough to do other stuff. And then plus they can get there and help you.
Well, wouldn't you just put the kids to bed and then stay up all night getting it built?
Santa does that. I don't do that.
I mean, if it's something you're buying your kids that you want them to play with, I would just put them to bed, stay up all night, and the next morning going, hey, this comes from us. This is from Santa. Yeah, this is from us.
I do that. And I like, well, Lego sets especially, they take forever. If you're giving somebody Legos for Christmas and it's in the box.
Legos are, the kids are supposed to put the Legos together themselves.
No, they play with them, little action figures now.
Oh, that's sad.
we got my son a robot that was supposed to dance one time. Yeah. And when I went to put it together with him, it had two left arms. I'm like, I'm writing the company. Of course, there's nothing going to happen on Christmas Day about it. No. So like 3 or 4 days later, we get a left arm.
Well, at least it wasn't two left feet.
Wait, they sent you another left arm?
Oh, I'm sorry. The other way around. Oh, okay. But that would have been funny. But it's like, here you are on Christmas Day. You're all excited. We put it together and we're getting like, where's the arm that goes on the other side? Uh-huh. He just walked around with one arm for a while.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, and that was something where I kind of looked and thought everything was in there. I didn't look close enough to see that.
He came from the island of misfits.
Yeah.
Charlie in the box.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It seems like America is collectively getting old. Like everyone.
Yeah.
We're all just turning into old people. I just read that almost half of Americans say they're not going to stay up to ring in the new year. 44% of Americans will be in bed before midnight.
You know, I do have friends and family that have actually said, why don't they ring in the new year about 8?
Yeah.
And just replay it for everyone else at midnight.
Well, they could stay up to 8 and then watch maybe somewhere in Europe celebrate. Are they ahead or behind?
Why would you ask me Europe. That? I don't know.
I think if you waited for California's, it would be even more late. So.
You know, I told you what I did. When the kids were younger, they didn't know. I would record the, you know, with a big ball drop in Madison Square Garden, and I would play it, you know, the year after, so we could do it around, you know, 9 o'clock.
The first few years John and I were together, we always went out for New Year's Eve. That was like my one big night a year. He would go all out with me. And I tell you, recent years, he's got a point. Staying home in pajamas, being asleep before that ball drops, it ain't so bad.
It's like we're all getting 60 or 80 or something.
It's just nothing good goes on after midnight.
That sounds like something a whole person would say.
My mom
too.
And dad used to tell me that growing up.
Well, I'm thinking you guys can maybe wrap up that episode of Matlock and try to get to bed early.
The new one or the old one?
You know there is a difference. It's funny.
Yeah, but you know, here's what I think, though. As you do get older, and you because, you know, you've done it. You've stayed up, and it's you like know? The first time you do the New Year's Eve thing, you're like, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. And the next year, it's like, it's a little bit worse and worse because it's like, okay, nothing ever really happens. It's like, the ball drops and okay, it's 12:01. What do we do now?
Yeah, and it's packed and it takes forever to get an Uber and everybody jacks the rates up. The cost of drinks is through the roof. It's just not worth it.
So. You reminded me growing up.
I can't do that no more.
We would I would try to get my dad to go, hey, let's go to Fall for Greenville. Let's go do this. Let's go to the Apple Festival. No, he never wanted to do anything. And I'm like, why? He goes, because I've done it all. I've done everything. I don't need to keep doing it. And now I get what he meant.
Okay, my question, though, do you guys stay up at home, though, if you are at home to watch the ball drop?
I'm usually at friend's house, usually.
Okay, so you do stay up.
Yeah. Most of the time, right. Yes.
I tried. I fell asleep about 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We always celebrate at my parents' house, and we do stay up, even when the kids were young. And we take a picture, the TV froze on that moment when it's like, you know, the new year, January 1st, 20 whatever. And then we go to bed shortly after that. But we'll do, like, we have the wine or the sparkling champagne, and for the kids we have the sparkling cider. And so it's
starting
kind of
early, huh?
Yeah. We're like, hey, you're going to be doing this on your own in a few years. Get you started now.
Yeah.
But Lord, we had so many parties, you know, we used to have New Year's parties and mm-hmm. so enjoyed every one of them. But I'm with you. Getting out, getting downtown and then trying to drive home, that's rough.
Well, like Tori said, you got to book an Uber.
Plus, it's cold. Like, in my 20s, I never noticed the cold. I could go out in a dress, my little Charlotte Russe dress, and I was fine. But now, if I step outside, I'm like, what is this frigidness?
We should get AI to take this whole conversation, but give us old people voices. Because that's what we sound like.
I mean, but honestly, Tori, you in your mid-30s or whatever. I'm like, yeah. By the time you get 65...
Just put me in the grave.
I guess.
With a heater. We're going to be wheeling her in a wheelchair soon.
Yeah.
I already hurt my hip getting out of bed.
I'm like, what's going on with that? I'm like, you're like 20. When I was 20, I could do all this. Now I'm 30.
Listen, but I was the 18-year-old who everybody else was doing these elaborate big parties, and I wanted everybody to do like a little black dress kind of doing heels and all that kind of stuff. I'm an old soul. So now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like already 90 in my soul.
Well, what's scary is it seems like you're not alone. All of America's turning into this. What happened? What happened to where we all went out and did all these fun things?
It's these darn youths. They're draining us.
Well, we need to get a rest.
I think, too, they're less social than we were.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are not going out and partying as much.
They are doing. What they're doing is Zooming. They're Zooming that party. Yeah. Let's all get together and have a big Zoom party at 12 midnight on New Year's Eve.
Can we start it at 8 and end it a little early?
Well,
Tori, I think I'm going to go ahead and get you checked into an old folks home.
Oh, my gosh. I've tried to actually move into a retirement facility before.
What?
And because I was like, listen, I promise you I'll be in bed before all of them.
Wow.
You know what? She gets AARP mail already.
Dude, that's the sad part. I actually do.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.